Learn from home weekly schedule for Madame McCullough Class 3C, April 16th and April 17th. So to begin on April 16th, we're going to have a Zoom meeting. It'll be our first meeting. We're going to check in, learn how to use Zoom. We're going to discuss the assignments for the week and hopefully have time to do a little summary of Aurora of the Yukon, the novel that we have been reading together, up to where we left off before March break began. Also, I hope to find to show you where to find the audiobook, which is free on iTunes, and there's another link that connects you to a free podcast version where you will be able to listen to the rest of the story on your own. After our Zoom meeting, there will be about half an hour or 30 minutes of work to do on Aurora of the Yukon in order to finish up our book study on this novel. I will ask you to please listen to the audiobook, Chapter 9, Chapter 10, and Chapter 11. This will take about 30 minutes. And while you are listening, please take notes of new or unfamiliar words for your vocabulary list, which you will create. On April 17th, we will also have a Zoom meeting where we will check in and review how to use Zoom. We'll talk about feedback and connections, visualizations or questions from yesterday's audiobook chapters 9 to 11, and see what you guys thought about that. Then we're going to go over our final reflection instructions to wrap up our book study. Your work for April 17th, after we finish our Zoom meeting, will be to listen to the audiobook chapter 12 and 13 and a short epilogue, and continue your vocabulary word notes. When you have finished listening to the whole story, please work on your final reflection questions, which I have posted in assignments, and put together your student vocabulary list of new or unfamiliar words. This all should take about half an hour. I would like families, if they can, to please hand in the homework by Monday, April 20th. The materials that you will need to do this work are access to the audiobook, access to Zoom, headphones would be good because then you will be able to hear more clearly what you are listening to, paper or a notebook, pencil, an eraser, and a dictionary either on a computer or a book, as well as a copy of the question sheet that I made for the final reflection questions. And that can be found on my website. Thank you. Good luck.